Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone. This is former Houston Rocket player Joaquin Hawkins with
Cody Davis, and we are the hosts of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. Before we get started, we want to tell you guys about Aurora NutraScience. It's a health and nutrition product that helps you get the vitamins needed for a healthy lifestyle.
These are three of the vitamins that I currently take. Exoflex is supposed to help out with joint pain. Curcumin works like Advil and is good for inflammation. And vitamin D3 improves overall health and assists with strong bones and teeth.
To try these products and more from Aurora NutraScience, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout. Again, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout. Gentlemen, with another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, I'm your host, credential reporter for SB Nation, covering your favorite basketball team in the Houston Rockets, Cody Davis. And guess who's back in the studio with me today?
Former NBA player, Houston Rocket player, Joaquin Hawkins. What's going on, CD, man? How you been?
I've been good. The question should be, how have you been? And ladies and gentlemen, I know here on Believe in the Rockets, we have not been putting in too many shows out over the last couple of weeks because Hawk and I have been extremely busy. As you guys know, I also cover the Houston Texans, and boy, the news that came out about our franchise quarterback over the last month or so has really kept me busy, along with covering the Rockets for SB Nation. But Hawk, where have you been?
Oh, man. You know, here in California, obviously I have my youth basketball program just started back up, you know, with the COVID numbers going down. You know, the kids were able to come back to the gym, and myself and my other partner, we run youth tournaments every month. And so we had two of our biggest tournaments that started back up last month. So that's taken up probably about 25 hours of my time per day. So but I'm back here, man. I'm back and looking forward to continue with our fans and with the show.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Glad to have you back here on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, before we jump into it, I do want to remind everyone to please subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts by any chance, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. On today's show, Hawk and I is going to discuss how injuries have really depleted this team. At the beginning of the season, with everything going on, and even after the major trade that involved James Harden, there was still some hope. However, now as we enter the back half and the final couple weeks of this NBA season, the Houston Rockets are, I hate to say this, 15-46. And we all know right now, if I'm not mistaken, they do hold the worst record in the NBA, which is a good thing. It's one of those things where yes, they are losing, but they are winning at the same time, because as we all know, thanks to another major trade that they made coming up on 2 years, I believe in July, if the Rockets lottery pick falls outside of the top four, that pick will go to the Oklahoma City Thunders. However, if they end this season with the worst record, we will have the most ping pong balls in the little bin, but that does not mean we're going to get the number one pick. However, that means we're going to have the best chance to secure that number one pick. So, and then to close out the show, we're going to look at the news surrounding Tad Brown, the Rockets CEO, who is departing the organization at the end of this season. But before we get into it, guys, I want to remind everyone that this episode is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline has you covered for all news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So getting today's installment of Believe in the Rockets kicked off, let's discuss these injuries. And it seems like the Rockets have had the worst battle of the injury bug all season long. And I understand right now every team in this league has been battling injuries. As we look across the league, LeBron James, I believe he is coming up missing his 15th game or 20th game in a row, dealing with an ankle injury. Anthony Davis has just came back from a very questionable Achilles injury that he has going on. We saw the unfortunate news surrounding Jamal Murray. Will Barton, he is now looking like the Nuggets have lost him for the season. We all know everything that's going on with the Brooklyn Nets right now. It seems like they cannot get healthy for anything. And speaking of the Rockets, James Harden, I believe, is coming up missing his 10th game in a row. So injuries has really been felt throughout the NBA all season long. However, when you talk about the Houston Rockets, it seemed like they have had the worst part of it. First and foremost, on Saturday, the Rockets had only 7 players who played in their 129-116 loss to the Denver Nuggets. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, I was at least impressed by the young guys. You had guys like Anthony Lamb, who scored the career high 21 points. DJ Wilson, who I do believe has a future on this team and will be in a very important part of the Rockets rebuild. He had a career high 25 points. And it's always good to see young guys like that get the experience that they need, especially those young players who are going to be an important piece of the Rockets rebuild. However, 7 players compared to the Nuggets, who trotted out 10 players out there, it was just another reminder that showed what the Rockets have been dealing with all season long. And going into Saturday's game, these are the Houston Rockets who were out. They had more players out and injured than players who was on the court. Just take a look at this injury report. DJ Augustine, ankle sprain. Avery Bradley, illness. Sterling Brown, knee soreness. Eric Gordon, hamstring injury. David Nwaba, wrist injury. Kevin Porter Jr., he isn't injured, but we all know there was this weird situation that took place with the Houston Rockets in Miami regarding Sterling Brown getting assaulted. Kevin Porter Jr. stepped in because they was in the public eye. Kevin Porter Jr. is actually on COVID protocol, but as of right now, he has continued to test negative for the COVID virus. So he should be back for their game tomorrow against the Minnesota Timberwolves. John Wall was not hurt. However, as we all know, he has not been able to play back-to-back this season as he continued to come back from his Achilles strain. And Christian Wood, ankle soreness. During Friday's loss against the Los Angeles Clippers, his ankle started to flare up on him again. I understand this is a team that has lost a lot of key pieces, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show. But as I sit here and I look at a team that is currently, once again, I hate to say it, 15-46. They have the worst record in the league. I don't care about the departure of James Harden. I don't care about the departure of Russell Westbrook or whoever you want to throw in there. This team is the worst team in the league due to injuries. Because, Hulk, as bad as it was on Saturday to go out there with only 7 players, but they also had to activate Daniel House, who was also battling an ankle injury, but he had to be activated for emergency purposes. And two, you need at least 8 players active in order to play an NBA game. So the worst part about all of that is this is not the first time that the Rockets were in this situation all year. And the reason why I wanted to talk about injuries, because, ladies and gentlemen, it seems like this was 5 years ago. But let's rewind to the play before Christian Wood hurt his ankle. The Rockets were at that time 11-10. They were 8th in the Western Conference. And I don't care what happened. I truly do believe if it wasn't for Christian Wood going down with that ankle injury and a plethora of Rockets players getting hurt, I do believe the Rockets would be at least in the play-in tournament, and we would not be sitting here talking about the worst season in franchise history.
Let me go ahead and comment on that, man. I'm right with you. I think up until that point, and I don't know if it was right after, it might have been right before, but they had, I think, six or seven games in a row that they won. And they show that they had some potential as a team, you know, after what, the departure of Harden. Anytime you get an injury, whether your starters or even, you know, even your reserves, you know, coach has to come in with a whole different game plan. And the fact they had so many injuries, all almost it seems at the same time, it was never any chemistry, any nothing that they could do about that. And so, you know, they're out there trying to play hard, they are trying to play together. But when you have a team, especially playing on the professional level, you got to be able to have some type of continuity and just knowing how each other can play. And they've never had that all season long. It's unfortunate. But CD, what can you say, man? I mean, it's only one way for them to go now. And, you know, hopefully in the offseason they can pick up some key pieces with the draft coming up. You know, it's just an unfortunate, you know, situation for Salas that's coming in for his first time as a coach. And, you know, hey, there's nothing you can do about it right now. Finish off this season and just, you know, hope and pray that you get, you know, everyone back healthy for next season.
Yeah, and you're right. There's only one way to go, and that's up. And to be honest with you, Hawk and listeners, in this season, especially after the departure of James Harden, I'm not going to lie. I was conflicted about the Rockets' success early on because, as I mentioned, if it wasn't for injuries, I do believe we would be sitting here talking about a team, how they're going to match up and survive the play-in tournament in hopes of getting to the playoffs. However, when you go back and take a look at that roster, Christian Wood, John Wall, at the time we still had Victor Oladipo. And yes, I'm going to include him because during that little short, what was it? 3 weeks after James Harden left, and it seemed like this team was starting to find that continuity. We were starting to see how good this team could be when everyone was healthy, because that was the only time, I do want to point out, that was the only time it seemed like everybody was healthy. And Steven Silas was in a position where he had too much talent on the team to the point we saw guys like Ben McLemore not play too much because he was trying to fit in other guys like DeMarcus Cousins. And, you know, it's funny how that was a problem early on in the season. Now on the flip side of things, he doesn't have enough bodies. But going back to my original statement, I was kind of conflicted about the Rockets' success because, yes, I want to see the Rockets succeed. Yes, I want the Rockets to be good and complete for the playoffs and all this other good stuff. However, that roster, and even now, they did not have a player who can change the course of your franchise. And we all know if they did not finish towards the bottom of the league, as I mentioned, that lottery draft pick that they would have gotten would have went to Oklahoma City. And it's top four protected. Now, yes, they're sitting here with the worst record in the league, but you know there is what? A 75-80% chance now they're going to be able to keep that lottery pick. And because we know they're going to keep it and it's going to be in the top four, there's a good possibility that that lottery pick is going to be the top overall pick. And this draft class looks really good, especially if the Rockets can get their hands on Cade Cunningham, who is by far the grand prize in this year's draft.
These next 2 weeks are not going to be easy for them. Just the fact that, again, everyone is not healthy. Silas is going to have to really start to think about what is the Rockets, what are they going to be known for in the future. And, you know, right now they don't have an identity. Defensively, offensively, as you said, they don't have a franchise player. And so, you know, these next 2 weeks are what the players he does have. He's going to have to really, you know, start to think about not only the near future, but what does the Rockets want to be known for. And that's going to be the only thing that he can do and the Rockets can do right now to begin to start for to start thinking about next season.
And before moving on, I want to send an exclusive shout out to Canaan Sunglasses. It's time to make your outdoor experience better with Canaan. Canaan Sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They are made with Japanese optics that makes their lenses clearer, lighter, stronger, and Italian handcraft frames that are impossible to scratch. So head on over to Kanan.com and use the promo code KananCast15 and you will receive 15% off your next pair at Kanan.com. Once again, that promo code is KananCast15. That's Kanan, KanonCast15. Kanan, clearly better.
It's 2021. There are self-driving cars, plant burgers, and tourists in space. The least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
And continuing here with this installment of Believe in the Rockets, it seems like every important figure that helped build this organization over the last 20 years, especially over the last 8 to 10 years, have departed from this organization. As we all know, Mike D'Antoni, James Harden, Daryl Morey is gone. And you're talking about three of the most important figures, but there was somebody in the background of the Rockets success ever since 2002. And that guy was the Rockets CEO, Tad Brown. I'm pretty sure you guys know Mr. Brown announced and told us media on Friday during a virtual media availability over Zoom that this is going to be his last year being a part of the Rockets organization. He did credit that he wanted to be a part of his family. And it's kind of funny and kind of ironic. And I know I'm not the only one who thought this when he credited his desire to spend more time with his family. I'm not going to lie. I did think about Daryl Morey and say it to myself, that's the same thing Daryl Morey said. And 2 weeks later, he accepted a job to be the general manager or not general manager, but the president of basketball operations over with the Philadelphia 76ers 2 weeks after he announced that he wanted to be with his family. And I don't think Brown is going to take that same route. However, you never know, especially when you look at the people who have left this Rockets organization over the last couple of months. But everything that you guys, fans out there, everything that we love about the Rockets organization, both on and off the court, this is a guy, Tad Brown, this is a guy who had his hands in nearly every important decision. When you look at all the fun stuff, because not only was he the CEO of Rockets basketball, he was also the CEO of Clutch Sports Entertainment, which means when you go to a Rockets game and you see all the fan engagement stuff, when you go to a Rockets game, and of course we're talking about before COVID, and we remember the Red Rowdies, he had a hand in that. Like, everything you loved about the Rockets organization ever since 2002, Tad Brown has had his hand in it. And once again, to see another prominent figure of Rockets basketball depart from this organization is just another reminder that this is an organization. I'm not going to say in turmoil, because you never know how they're going to rebuild this organization, but this is an organization that is rebuilding both on and off the court.
A little bit about Tad Brown. I personally didn't get a chance to meet him. I know he was there the year that I was there, 2002-2003. But CD, we gotta be, you know, honest with ourselves, man. We know transition is inevitable. It doesn't matter what job you have. It doesn't matter what your future is. But it's always gonna be something where there's gonna be a transitional period. And you know, he's been there for 20 years, as you said. He's done so much for the organization. Been there since the Les Alexander era, James Harden. I mean, there's so many things that he has helped and has the success of the Rockets, and now it's part of history. And I think we all should be thankful for his time with them. But as I said, man, we all get to that point where there's going to be a transitional period, and him wanting to spend more time with his family, you know, we all want to do that, obviously, in our lives. But, you know, it's just really good to see that he was able to have so much of an impact and the success of the Rockets for these last 20 years. The new era, I guess you can say the new era is here. They have a lot of things that they can look back and learn from. So I know it's not, you know, it's not ideal how the Rockets season is going. It's not ideal of all the changes that has happened the last few years. But the one thing they can say over the last 20 years, the transition that they have made is it's been a successful one. And so I don't see that changing just because certain people are not there anymore. So it's a lot to be looking forward to. And I really see that in the future, maybe in the next 5 years, we will see more of a change in the Rockets organization as well as their teams.
And with that being said, that concludes another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, I'm your host, credential reporter for SB Nation, covering the Houston Rockets, Cody Davis. Please remember to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24. Once again, that's Cody, CodyDavis_24.
And you can follow me, Joaquin Hawkins, on IG at CoachHawk247. On Facebook, you can follow me at Joaquin Hawkins.
Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.